This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you might expect, given the whack the American housing market took during the Great Recession, home ownership in this country just ain't what it used to be. Before the bubble burst, 69% of the overall U.S. population owned their own homes. Today, that number is down to 65%. Again, overall, bear in mind. But for immigrant households, it's a very different story, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Here's the story I heard over and over again covering the housing crisis. This is Leticia Perez, a Mexican immigrant living in San Francisco.
And I start cleaning houses, and then I buy my own home.
Yet when the economy crashed, she couldn't hold on to that first home in the U.S. Conventional wisdom said minority populations were hit harder by foreclosures because of lower incomes and predatory lending. But new research published by Fannie Mae finds it may not be so. While home ownership for native-born Americans has fallen since the year 2000, it's up more than 2.5% for the foreign-born, meaning immigrants did better at keeping their homes and buying new ones right through the recession. Rakesh Kocher at the Pew Research Center offers several possible reasons.
The immigrants today are more educated, they have more time in the United States, and they're more likely to be citizens.
That may explain immigrants' increasing ability to afford a first home, but there's still a mystery. Why were more immigrants able to hold on to their homes in the recession? Jose Quiñones is at the Mission Asset Fund in San Francisco.
Their home means much more than just a mere investment that they can flip. It's really their sort of realization of the American dream.
And so, he says, immigrant families pool financial resources. They live together across multiple generations so they can get into a first home in the U.S. and keep it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.